What is a term of sexual assault to you? Have you ever had any unpleasant encounters that made you feel really uncomfortable and you were really afraid of reporting it to someone else? Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Meet Me in Taipei. This is Jacqueline.
And this is Janice.
Aside from April's Fool, April is also a significant month known for Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And before we get into our personal stories of what we have gone through our past lives, what is the downside of long-term effect when it comes to sexual assault?
So I do, there's like a laundry list of long-term effects and just overall downsides of being sexually assaulted, whether or not you're a man, you're a woman, you're trans, like you're a kid, you're an old person, whatever. A lot of long-term effects. A couple of them are obviously, like the more common ones, medically speaking, would be depression, anxiety, PTSD, a lot of things that would affect your day-to-day life, insomnia, just to name a few. So it's sexual assault isn't it's gotten a lot better in my opinion in the in the past couple of years, but I also do think that it still needs some fine-tuning, especially in the logistics side of it, especially in court, because there's so many blurred lines and there's so many like unspoken rules within society that like a lot of boundaries can get stepped over without knowing that the boundaries can get stepped over. So those are just some of the couple of like long-term effects that can and like have on people. What do you think, Jacqueline? Like, what are your thoughts on this?
Right, 'cause like sexual assault can vary from, I would say, like very mild situation to very severe, let's say, like, woman being raped. And starting from like very mild situations such as like texting and towards like rape, which, like downside long-term effect can also lead on to unwanted pregnancies, I think sometimes being a woman, I feel like, why do we have to go through all these stuff? And it just feel like it's very unfair. And I don't think that's why I think this month, Sexual Assault Awareness Month, is so important for people to acknowledge about this month. And so, speaking of the long-term effect, we kind of want to share with you guys our personal stories. And it's obviously not something so proud to even speak about it, but we just want to spread awareness to those girls outside or women that if you are going through such things, that please, you always have the right to say no. And you just really have to know the boundaries. Like when you're not feeling comfortable, that's when you can stand up for yourself. Because I, a couple times I wasn't really, I was still making sure if the person was saying something that make me uncomfortable, but I should acknowledge that the first, I think when it comes to sense that I'm not comfortable the very, very first second, I think that should is considered as sexual assault. So I have a couple stories. So I remember, you guys remember, like I talked about how I like going to like the Ningguodaji back in Taiwan and Dihua Street. Yeah. So that was high school. Yeah, that was high school. And we were just walking in because it was summer, so I was wearing shorts. And then my mom and my sister, we went, going like that. And what I just kind of consider as night market, but during Chinese New Year. And we were just walking and there are people like, having you can shi-chi the food that you want to try. And so I was walking on my mom's left side and my sister was walking on my mom's right side. And then we were just walking. And I felt someone was like using the back of his palm and touching my thighs on the outer side. And so I turned around because it wasn't so sticking on my thigh. It was just like, kind of just like trapping, like that. And I looked around and I looked back, and at first I didn't see anything. So I was just like, oh, maybe probably just someone accidentally touched me. And then the second time I felt it again. And then I looked back and it was this random homeless guy that
Oh
has
my
like a
God.
weird look on his face. And I was just staring at him. And I was like, did he intentionally touch my thigh? And then I was like, because when I was young, I'm the kind of person that I would just say something. And so right the third time after he touched it, like accidentally touched me a third time, when I was about to turn around and be like, what the fuck are you doing? And that's when my mom be like, hey, did you And I completely missed that chance to yell at him. So that was one of them. And another time that I had experience was like my picture being taken, my underwear pictures being taken. And that was right after we finished working out at the gym. So me and my mom, we went to cosmetic stores. We went to those like drug stores just to, you know, my mom wants to get like face mask, you know?
Yeah.
And I was wearing a short. I was wearing this pink short. And knowing that if I bend down, like people can see my probably butt easily, but I wasn't aware of it and no one was in the store. So I think I was looking at this very last roll of the saline solution because I wanted to get something for my contacts. So I didn't necessarily kneel down, but I stood up and I kind of like, you know, standing toe touch because I was stretching. Yeah, so yeah. I was just like looking at the saline solution. And then I think right after I was like looking at the stuff and I turned around, there was this guy. He was bending right behind me. And then I thought he was looking for something as well. And then right when I saw his phone was on the camera slide. So he was taking a picture of something. And at first I wasn't sure. So I just thought that, oh, maybe he was taking a picture of something that he wanted to get and send it to his wife or something. And then later on, I feel like, wait, that doesn't seem like, because right after I stood up and he stood back up. And then so I was staring at him. I was giving the gaze, like I was glaring at him like I said, I was just making sure that what he was doing. And the longer that I stared at him, because I was walking towards the next aisle and I was just glaring at him this whole time. And then he slowly fade out to the door. And then that's when he like back out. That's when he left the store. And I ran to my mom. I was like, oh, someone's taking a picture of my underwear. And she was like, where is it? And then like the guy already left. But I was just like, like it's a little weird, but he didn't touch me. But I just feel like, oh, so I didn't know people would actually do that.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, that's, yeah, no, that's fucked up. A lot of, like, it's just fucked up. Yeah. Like, I don't think I know one woman that hasn't been sexually assaulted. You know how, like, insane it is? Like,
yeah.
Nobody has, and it's just, like, the things that, like, people do, not just guys or girls, but, like, people in general do. For like sexual assault, it's just like it blows my mind and it makes me so mad to like hear these because I'm just like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, so what's your like experience on that area?
It's like, okay, so again, I'm gonna keep, I'm pretty sure we're all gonna keep this like simple and clean and simple and like light, but the couple of times that I can recall from like a stranger would be like, well, I think I was in seventh grade and I was walking home from school and I had my, like, I had our PE uniform on, like, because I was practicing volleyball after class, and it was like 8 or 9 p.m. And our uniforms weren't that bad. It was like, you know, a baggy t-shirt and like shorts, you know, to your knees. It wasn't pretty bad. Ugly. Yeah. And then I realized somebody was following me on the way back and then through the park. And then when I walked in into the door, he followed me in. So I assume he was like a friend of a friend or like somebody who lived in this building that I've never seen before.
Okay.
And then I stood in the elevator and then he stood in the elevator. And I asked him like, oh, 先生, 你要去几楼? And I kept asking him that. And I was just like, this is like fucking weird. And I was already kind of creeped out by then.
Yeah.
And then he just stood outside looking at me. And he slowly, like, and I didn't realize this, but he, like, unzipped his pants, and, like, he pulled his pants down and, like, started jacking off, pretty much.
What?
Yeah. And I was just, like, and I'm pretty sure I was in shock. So I was, like, I didn't know what to do. And I asked him again. I was, like, 先生你要去几楼? Like, this would be something I would do.
I can imagine that right now. Like, he's jacking up in front of you and you're like, "先生你要去几楼?"
Yeah, and I was just like, oh, shit. And then, you know, he started, I don't remember what happened exactly, but, like, I just know I like just a quiet Indian tea, and I closed the elevator door, and I ran up, and I started like bawling my eyes out. And then it was like there was nothing I could do, because like by the time my parents got like went down, he already left. So that was like one of the encounters that I remember from a stranger. And like the other one would be like on MRTs, and I was at Da'an Station, and then like I was wearing our uniform, and mind you, our uniforms can be pretty like it's a skirt. And then he like followed me all the way from Da'an to Dazhi, which is like a 20-minute, train ride.
That's
And
really long.
yeah, that's really long. And then at first, because like a lot of people got onto Da'an Station, and everybody was like, mushed together, Rinjiren. Yeah, so he was like pressed up against me, and I was like, okay, it
Like in the
happens.
front or at the back?
Like he was, his front was pressed up against my back, like my butt, pretty
Oh, I
much.
had that experience before too.
Yeah, and then I think he, and then it continued. But the strange thing was, like, as the stops go by, more less and less people were in the train, but he was still pressed up against me. And I could visibly feel it, like to keep it PG-13, you can feel his like genitals pretty much pressed up against your back. And I think I was like a junior or senior in high school, and I said him like I told him like, "先生，你可以不要这样子吗?"
You said it.
I said it, and I said it really loudly. And this is what's like kind of fucked up about Taiwan, like nobody helped me.
Really?
Nobody. There were even more DIS students on the train,
Are
on the
you
cubicle.
serious?
Yeah. There were like at least two to three. And a lot of older people, like working women and men, looked at me but didn't say anything.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And I was like, 先生，你不要这样子. And then you know what and then he said to me, oh no, okay, can you yell the
I would slap the
Okay.
fuck out of him.
Just like, what the fuck? And then, he stopped for a little bit, and then he went on to doing the same thing. So at this point, I'm just like, it's just, 我要下车了. Like, I had to get off anyway. So I was just like, I reported it to the MRT people, but at the same time, like, what can you do? There's a lot of like sneaky shit that people do in Taipei City. And, like, as both of us have experienced.
Like, I don't, yeah, I feel so bad for you that no, I think, when something happened, but no one is out there, like, being the bystanders, I think that's a hell no. Like, if you see something's going on, like, you should step in and just, say no.
Yeah, we talked about this, remember? Like the bystander effect. Yeah, so
That's crazy, 'cause I remember I had that experience when people were sticking up against my back, but I don't think I have like much memories of that because that was like a quick second. And I looked back and I don't remember doing anything. But the one time I remember I actually said something back that got the person a little shocked was back in Thailand trip, back in high school. And I remember so clear because I actually said something, and that was right after our tournament in Thailand.
Oh, that was the time.
So I went to Thailand twice during that summer. Yeah, during that summer. And so we were about to get like go to skydiving, so we were all in the line. It was like a Thailand trip, and my family and I, we went along with this group, like Luyo Tuan. And then so my mom and my dad, they're lining up for other entertainment during on the other side, and me and my sister were on the line. We're in the line for this like skydiving thing. And then I just saw this guy, like he was telling people to move over, like that. And I just saw he was kind of like slowly, I'm not sure if he was slowly touching people or he was kind of touching people's shoulder. And I wasn't wearing anything revealing. I wasn't wearing bikinis. I was wearing like a full piece of swimsuit. And I just saw he was like kind of like telling people to move over. And then I saw I forgot if he was touching people's shoulder. But then when he got to me, he was like, move over, and he touched me. And I don't know why, because I already saw him touching people, and I was just like, don't touch me. I said it so loud, and I turned back at him, and my sister was like, what?
I can see that.
And then that guy was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know if he did it intentionally, but I just don't think you need to necessarily touch a woman's shoulder, because I said it so loud and so fast, because I was aware of it already. I was ready to say something. And so I think that was like the only time when I said something and got the people a little shocked. I wasn't sure because I stared him in the eyes. I was like, don't touch me. And then he was like, I'm so sorry. And then my sister was like, what? Samala? What? And I was like, oh no, he touched my shoulder. I don't like that. I don't think I overreact to that situation because I just don't think you should touch anyone. You can tell people no or with your hand gestures. You don't have to touch me.
Yeah, no. I think. And if you did that today, then I'm, you know, like people would back you up, essentially. Like, yeah. I do believe that things have changed. I don't know about Thailand, but I know in Taiwan that, like, if a girl speaks up, especially a girl in uniform, which you are literally under 18, then people will help you out. Like, that has changed. I know that for a fact. Hopefully. Fingers crossed. Yeah. But a lot of the times, like, a decade ago in Asia, it's not... you kind of just have to, like, swallow it.
Mm-hmm.
So I totally understand.
I just don't understand. Like, I understand why guys would do that. I don't say it's right, but I do know, like, it's a sad part of being a guy that, you know, watching too much porns, having too much imagination about girls that they want to have, you know, sexual intercourse with. But I just feel like there's some sort of, like, respect that you need to have. And especially, you know, like, you're going to have kids in the future. You have a mom. Like, they're all women figure around you. That you don't want these people that you care about to encounter such a situation. So please don't do this to people. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I also kind of wanted to point out this as well. Mm-hmm. Men can also be sexually assaulted. That has, yes. Like, I'm pretty sure. And a really, really good... 我们直接讲这个好了。因为我觉得还蛮好玩的。 It's relevant. But... A really good and relevant case right now is Johnny Depp. I sincerely believe, and this is subjective to, you know, all your opinions, but I truly believe he didn't do anything. If he did do anything, it wouldn't be sexual assault or physical assault. It would be verbal abuse. But that's, you know, again, between the two of them. At the same time, girls can also assault guys, or trans people can also be assaulted, which is really, you know, not something that Taiwanese people have really wrapped their minds around. But it's also just interesting because a lot of the Me Too movements have circled back onto guys as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember the Me Too movement, right? Like, a couple of years ago?
Mm-hmm. And some, like, usually what I heard about, like, guys being sexually assaulted was by women that are older figure. You know, like, at workplaces or... Mostly at workplaces because I don't know, some girls, some women are just, I don't know, very like strong figure, and maybe they come off as like, I'm talking about like the mild situation, but I do know there's like teachers that are like sexually harassing like kindergarten students, you know, based on a couple of news in the past. So I don't know. I feel like, I don't know why people would think it's right. I don't think like people intentionally do that. You know, people probably do these kind of things based on their experience, their childhood experience. That's why they're so broken that they don't know what is right, what is wrong anymore. But what we are trying to say here is that you always have the right to say no. You don't know the background of the person that you're seeing or whatever. But if you're not feeling comfortable, say no. Because I also have a couple experience that a couple times that I just was scared to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I'm comfortable enough to say what exactly it is, but it's just saying no really is a powerful word, and it just gives the person that kind of like aware that this is not going to end up well if things are going to continue.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking about like surface level sexual assault. You know, we can dive into, like, familial, we can dive into, like, friends, we can dive into, like, teachers, authoritative figures. So there's a lot of, like, layers of sexual assault that I'm sure a lot of people are still kind of trying to figure out and draw boundaries to. Mm-hmm. So, like Jacqueline said, like, as long as you don't want it, guys and girls, just say no. Mm-hmm. Like, it's literally consent, and that can go a long way in court if you ever go that way.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
But yeah, again, like, this is something that we also wanted to bring to light because it's Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And we just also wanted to let you guys know that like having a support system is really important, and I'm sure a good chunk of people out there have experienced sexual assault, you know, at least once in their lives. So just wanted to shed some light on this. And again, thank you guys for tuning in today. Remember to watch our YouTube video on, and we'll see you guys soon next week on Meet Me in Taipei. Again, this is Janice.
And this is Jacqueline.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.